Yeah, I mean, to your point, Jim, I think, you know, the way basketball sports, the way it works, the ball didn't bounce your way, but I think part of it is you got to make it bounce your way. And that's what, you know, that's what we talk a lot about, toughness, mentally tough, physically tough. And I think people think toughness, they always think about a physically tough, like something strong and imposing and maybe blocking out or getting a loose ball. And, you know, that is tough, don't get me wrong. But the game of basketball rewards mental toughness more than anything. And all mental toughness is doing the right thing every single time, doing what you're supposed to do, what you're capable of doing every single time. And obviously no one bats 1,000. But I thought this game was right there for the taking. And to be honest with you, it's a really good team. Coach Gray does a great job. They're an extremely talented team. Their record speaks for itself. But I just thought there was too many pockets of time where we struggled to do what was necessary to get the win. And against a really good team, which Western Carolina is, against a really good team on the road, you can't afford to have any lapses.
You know, I thought you got some good efforts from people who, you know, don't necessarily always make it into that conversation. Ant Arrington gave you some energy off the bench. You know, you got really some, did a good job, I thought, on Woolbright and Williams. Held them both below 20. But like you say, these are hollow things when you come out on the short end. But are there building blocks from this one?
Absolutely. At the end of the day, every game we play is going to be a dogfight because it's really good teams and they're well coached. And the most important thing is you got to take the good from this game. There was a lot of good. Ann Arrington stepped up and gave us great minutes. You know, obviously Corey and Kyler. I thought there were pockets of time, especially in the second half. Chase Cormier and Quentin Mazur really helped us out a lot. And so absolutely there's building blocks. But the most important thing is that it has to be a collective, collaborative deal day in and day out. And I think right now with any young team, with any new team, there's too much fluctuation. And at the end of the day, if we're going to be what we're capable of being, and I truly believe we can be a great team, everyone has to pour in, and it has to be a daily, consistent mindset and mentality every day in practice and every day in the game. And that doesn't mean you're going to win every single game, but you give yourself the best possible chance to do so if you have that mentality and approach.
Coach, real quick, when your team cut it from 19 to 2, what were they doing so well to get that momentum and to get the thing headed back in that direction?
Yeah, I thought we were, again, one of the biggest keys to the game. We said we want to be simple and aggressive on both ends of the floor. And I thought we just bought into that during that pocket of time where we cut into the lead. We were simple and aggressive on offense by getting into the paint and making good, simple plays. We were getting extra possessions on the offensive glass. And on defense, I thought we continued to buy in. We stuck to the game plan during that period of time. Again, Western Carolina is a good team with good players, but we wanted to make their guys not shoot rhythm shots that they were comfortable shooting. And during that period of time, we did that, and we were able to get out and run after we collected rebounds. And again, we just need that over a 40-minute segment. And again, our guys have shown they can do it. We've done it in the past. We did it during periods of time in this game. But in this league against these teams, it can't fluctuate. It has to be a 40-minute deal.
Dwight, we appreciate your time. We'll safe travels back to Spartanburg, and let's do it on Wednesday against Mercer.
Thank you.
All right, Dwight Berry joining us post-game here after a hard-fought 70-66 loss.